Will President Trump's Twitter rage be turned against Michigan's senior U.S. senator?
If Debbie Stabenow does indeed vote against his nominee for the Supreme Court. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So Debbie Stabenow is up for re-election next year.
One of 10 Senate Democrats running, or expected to run, in states won by Trump.
This potentially puts those Democrats in a bind. Will they face a backlash in their home states if they stick with their party and oppose the nomination?
Now, Stabenow has announced that she will vote no on Gorsuch.
I'm looking for somebody who really is fair-minded, impartial, not just someone who's a good attorney.
Even though she did previously vote to put him on the 10th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals.
But she says it was his performance on that court that led her to this no vote.
Over and over again, he's just sided with big interests. And I think that he doesn't represent the view of the world that I think is in the best interests of the people of Michigan.
Republicans have launched a TV ad buy and a social media campaign in Michigan to pressure Stabenow.
So I've been trying to get in touch with Senator Debbie Stabenow, but I can't seem to get quite through to her. She may not listen to me, but she may listen to all of us together. Let her know that you want her to confirm Judge Gorsuch.
The message is not subtle. Trump won Michigan, the first Republican presidential candidate to do that in almost three decades. And the idea is that those voters won't forget if she goes up against the newly elected president.
Republicans are already preparing for 2018, trying to lock down Trump Democrats in Macomb County in northern Michigan in an effort to stave off defections in the midterms.
Because they know that true, Trump won the state, but only by the thinnest of margins.
And they know that the conventional political rules would forecast a spanking in the midterms for the party in the White House. 2018, when Stabenow is up for re-election, will be the first test of whether those rules still apply in the Trump era. And it's not just congressional races.
Right. Because of term limits here in Michigan, there are going to be vacancies for governor, attorney general, secretary of state, plus all of the seats in the state house and Senate are up next year. A lot at stake.
Republicans worried about being the incumbent party in 2018. But Democrats have to be worried at how they failed to turn out their voters in 2016. If they can't get Democrats to the polls in a presidential year, what does that portend for the lower turnout midterms?
So GOP messaging against Stabenow for saying no to Gorsuch, but a vote in support of him would create a problem for her with core Democratic voters.
Many of whom remain peeved that Republicans never gave President Obama's nominee, Merrick Garland, a hearing, let alone a vote.
And the first rule of political campaigns is to lock down your base.
The fact is, 2016 was both an upset in Michigan and a wave. Republicans want to make it a trend. Democrats are hoping for an equal and opposite reaction in 2018.
My name is no, my sign is no, my number is no.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing bureau chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.